We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Trump family rings the bell again. With that, we welcome in Bob Dietz, our friend, professor of public policy at George Mason University, a former senior counselor. Is that right, Bob?
At the yes.
To the director of the CIA and former general counsel at the National Security Agency. Well, good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. And the sun is shining in Vermont.
Well, you're lucky.
Yeah.
What's the high temperature there today? I'm just curious.
81.
Wow. You are really a lucky man. We don't say that in the dead of winter, though.
That's absolutely right.
Tell me about, first off, I think even if you are the most ardent Trump supporter, if you believe that he could fire a gun down Fifth Avenue and not people wouldn't like him, I mean, you'd have to have your head in some kind of sand not to realize that at best, this family got a history of kind of stretching the truth.
No, absolutely. You know, I've heard this story about the president helping his son fashion a statement. I've heard that referred to as perjury. That's really not accurate. You know, there's no general duty to tell the truth. Thank God, or most of us would be in jail most of the time. There are obviously
We would. The jails would be pretty full, Bob.
Yes, they would.
Yeah.
There is an exception, of course, testifying in front of a grand jury or a regular jury. So what Mr. Trump did with his son was not compose a perjurious statement, but nonetheless, it's troubling. Because what prosecutors always want is to see what you've said and what you've said in print. And so Mr. Mueller can ask Junior, well, wait a minute, this is a lie, right? At this stage, of course, I have to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why? You know, in other words, why did your father feel the need to create this lie?
And disagree with his advisors, correct?
And disagree with his advisors, mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's where the jeopardy arises, because when Mr. Trump Jr. is asked this question by the FBI, by Mueller and so forth, he will be under oath. And then that does create legal jeopardy.
Why? First off, I think you can look at it as, again, this is leaked. Who could be leaking this information? Because it would have to have been somebody that was there, right? That was on.
Oh no, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. What's so interesting is Mr. Trump has railed really from the beginning about leaks, and yet the biggest leaks are coming out of his own White House, and that's really quite extraordinary.
And for people, Bob, that may think it's a what do you call it, dark state? I forget, what is it called? Deep state.
Deep state. Yeah.
The people that were on that plane, they were, for the most part, Trump hires, or all?
I think they were all. When there is press on Air Force One, they're generally confined to the front of the plane, kind of off by themselves. And the president, of course, can go wander up there and talk to them. But there's no obligation. It's not as if the press can break into the president's quarters and ask him what's going on.
So if he, I guess you can look at it two ways. If he dictated a statement, he either knew about the meeting with Don and I forgot who else was there. Who knows who was there? It was up to about eight people now.
Yeah, Manafort and Kushner and so forth, yes.
So does that mean that he knew about it beforehand? Or we can't infer that necessarily, right? Because his advisors could have told him of it?
Yeah, you can infer that. But, you know, given how close Junior is to Senior, and given how Junior seems to be really much under the thumb of Senior, I have a very hard time believing that Senior was not aware, at least of the general outlines of the meeting.
Before, Bob, we get to my question, which I guess is kind of part of it. Somebody texts in and says the media scrutinizes every little thing Donald Trump says and does, but they don't even mention all the wrong the Clintons and Obama did. How did the president get from Inauguration Day to here, just in terms of, I guess, credibility? And we'll start at Inauguration Day and go to here.
Yeah. By the way, the comments about former presidents not being under scrutiny is demonstrates a faulty memory. The Clintons were raked over the coals over Whitewater and so forth. So I don't accept that. But in any event, I've given your question a lot of thought, and the only thing I can think of is that Mr. Trump's the milieu, the environment in which he's comfortable, is kind of the real estate market in New York, at which I gather he was very talented. And I somehow think that he thinks that dealing with the federal justice system is akin to dealing with the Board of Zoning Appeals in New York City. And therefore he's very casual with the truth, and you know whether his lies add up to a crime is of course a different question, but he doesn't seem to be terribly careful about what he says, and that's what of course is driving his lawyers crazy with all his tweets.
Well, there have been so many contradictions. The White House is a dump. It is not a dump.
Yeah, exactly.
And then if he gets caught in a exaggeration or maybe an outright lie. And I think in terms of strategy, it's pretty smart. He calls it fake news, and the base believes it. And yeah, I don't know where the truth is. I don't know, because I wasn't there, didn't hear both versions. But you would have to believe that there is either an incredible conspiracy to craft false statements by the president and even have him say them, because sometimes they're on video where he says it and then contradicting himself. Could he really have been that involved with real estate in New York and not have any idea how the federal criminal justice system works?
Well, I don't know. As you know, Mr. Kushner's father was prosecuted federally, so I would think Mr. Trump would be somewhat aware of it. But I don't think he appreciates that everything he says is going to be looked at closely, and you just mentioned one alternative is this giant conspiracy. One of the things I've learned in Washington over spending 40 years of my career there is that conspiracies just don't work. The general Washington rule is if you want to keep a secret, don't tell anybody. But if you have to, tell one person. Once two, three, four, five people know a secret, there's no way of controlling it.
Anything we're missing here that you wanted to add, Bob?
No, I think that's all. You mentioned this at the top of this segment. No matter how much one would like to sort of get back to normal,
yep,
every day there's a new story that makes one kind of rethink. And that's it's sort of frustrating for those of us who are average citizens, but it's terrible because it means that important issues are not being resolved, like health care, tax reform, et cetera. And so I think that's really bad for the country.
In terms of crisis management, anybody that knows anybody about it knows this would be a case study in how not to handle things, because you want to get it all out there at one time. Is there anything to be inferred from the fact that doesn't seem to be happening? Because it would seem to me politically, if you release everything and there's nothing there, then you make the Democrats look foolish if you want to approach it from a political standpoint. And I just wonder if that's political naivete on the part of the president and his staff, or...
No, I don't think it's naivete. I mean, the longer this goes on, the more I have to feel that there's actually something lurking there. If you recall, Mr. Trump was toying with a question of granting presidential pardons. The fact that that even came up to me is revealing, because, it suggests that there's actually something there. You don't just idly talk about the pardoning power. And that I think, is really concerning.
I appreciate your time, Bob, as always. Hope you come back.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.